And we're live and direct right here, live on KAXP at home. My name is Larry Mizell Jr., host of the afternoon show, and I'm here with Yasin, Nicholas Gilannon, OC Notes from Yasin, right here live and direct. How you doing, fellas?
What's going on?
Where are y'all at? Y'all are in different sites in space and time.
Yeah, I'm just out here in the middle of nowhere.
Okay,
paradise,
okay.
We call it paradise.
I've been through paradise.
Yeah, for sure.
Home
Nikki
in Alaska.
G, you home? Sitka AK?
Yes, Sitka.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank y'all. Sitka. Well, thank you for recording that fantastic session. Let's get into it. Okay. Live on KXP at home with Yasin. Let's go.
Thank you. me feeling all high in an instant.
We're live on KEXP at home with Yasin. Fantastic sounds, visuals. Where did y'all record that at?
It was done in the spaceship, man.
It looked like it.
The Native American Space Agency.
I love here. It.
Yeah, man. A little synth time machine.
Yeah, definitely looked like a NASA installation. You got all the toys up there.
It's crazy.
You got a whole set on the set. Who all is playing?
We got Zachy D, Zach Dylan Wash, who's foundational member of this whole entire Shibboleth Bang. We got Jesse Huey, the Don, on multiple instruments. He was hitting the Wurlitzer, hitting the Moog One, hitting the SP-404. He's just a hitman on all levels. Benjamin Verdos, who's everybody's very familiar with, Iskadaf fame, Mount St. Helens Vietnam band, and all them, playing guitar, smooth vocals. We had Jace. What's Jace's last name?
Eiler.
Jace Eiler on the drums. Magnificent drummer, out of this world. And then we had Nico. What's Nico's last name? I don't know Nico's last name, but Nico's a madman on the strings, guitar, and bass and guitar. And that's basically who we all have playing in that on that video. We've been playing live with and all that. They're crazy.
It's Nico Van Wyk.
Boom. Van that's Wyk. A perfect name. Van Wyk. That's a, like just a straight, you know what I mean? Yeah. 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 Van, man. That's fire. Yeah. Yep.
Right on. How is the process of kind of extrapolating what y'all laid down on that newest record, Indian Yard, into the live presentation with everybody?
I feel like we're, you know, still uncovering that process, but like with everybody that we just announced here, like we got like a little, they're all incredible artists on their own. So coming together seemed like it's been really good to come together over this project. You know, we recorded this over a course of time with several different, studio situations as the studio and the spaceship grew. We recorded it with several different artists in collaboration. So, you know, it's been, it's been kind of fun to go through it again now, like this live, and bring it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, everybody's, even during the rehearsal processes for the shows and doing this video, like you said, everybody's so fired that, and the spaceship is still growing that, and, you know, just putting pieces together as you put pieces together, as we get more items, there's more ideas, more ways to do things. You know what I mean? So it's just constantly growing and getting fresher.
Love to see it. And I know it's, I know this project has evolved in its first form, I believe. It was called Indian Agent. I've got that record. How did that evolution happen to become Yasin?
You know, Indian Agent was a very particular moment. It was a very particular idea, and you know, we're always pushing forward artistically with our work, with our engagement in the world. Our Indian Agent was bringing to light some historical realities that our communities still face today, and it was, you know, bringing those conversations to this space of music and performance and gathering. You know, we still have those underlying political conversations in our work, in this music and in this record. We'll always have that voice. And for me, I think it was important to not carry that name further. You know, we picked it up and we spoke about it, and we did our project based on that, and we set it down. The next step for us was, you know, Yatsi and Indian Yard, which is just speaking on a lot of different levels of how we, you know, how important love is, for one thing, to our communities and to our work. One thing I noticed about the conversations in this record and stuff is that, you know, there's this idea of performative revolution to response of oppression that certain communities expect us to be, as in, but the reality is our revolution can happen however it needs to happen, when it happens in our own time, while we're caring for ourselves still, while we're caring for our families still, while we're nurturing and tending to those things, you know? So, and I think that this record holds a lot of that. So,
yep. Well said. Yeah, Indian Agent was very specific, you know, and as with a lot of things, just people had no idea. They had zero clue about anything. And you know, historically, Indian Agents was devils, man, assholes, you know what I'm saying? Cats just don't be knowing stuff, man. You know what I mean? And so we got to present cats things. We're artists, man. So that's how we did it. You know what I mean? And the evolution, just like the making of even that Indian Agent record to this record, was completely natural. Just a part of just making music, going up to Alaska and making music with Nikki and Zach and all of the cats that end up coming through inevitably. Like, I don't think I've ever been there and there's not somebody who's, oh, such and such is in town, or such and such is in town. You know what I mean? And so, like, everything has been very natural as far as the progression of the music has gone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like it's real site-specific. Like, you guys come together and record it at, yes, NASA. And how do you all coordinate? I mean, just the two of you are extremely prolific artists in a variety of forms, you know, crazy booked out, always putting stuff out. How do you guys manage to come together and put it together?
I mean, I just want to be up there as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? And just to be up in that environment, it's a special place. And then it's just what we do, you know what I'm saying? This is what this cat does every day. He does what he does, you know what I mean? And he does it every day. Jackie D lives down the way from him, you know what I'm saying? And so it is, we want to do it, so we do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the best way I could put it.
It may, you know, and it's going to change. This is just how we've done it on these last parts. It might change again. Like, you know, it's, but it's, you know, gathering, coming together, being here, and then, you know, powering up that space and then just capturing, you know, that's usually how it'll be for a little bit. we already have so much material from last projects, and you know, Otis just sent like a box of jewels my way. Stems, so there's like no shortage, but things find their way through the filters of like finishing themselves to the point where like this has to be here right now. It has to be in the world, kind of thing. So, you know, there was an editing process on the last record, and there will always be that to some extent in some of these things. So, but yeah, there's just different stages, I think, but we're always capturing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think the evolution of a spaceship is huge. Just being up there most recently and seeing it, just, there's so much to learn, and it has such a huge effect on the creative process. You know what I'm saying? Because those devices aren't just pretty objects that are expensive. Like, they really, when you connect them and learn about them the way that you're supposed to and apply them, it really changes the game. So it actually is important, at least to me, as you know, applying to what you say about going forward, like to be up there and using those things, yeah. Using those tools, because they're massive tools. You know, feel me? It's like trying to build a rocket with fucking the shit you're supposed to use to build a rocket, or using just some DeWalt shit you buy from Home Depot, little kit. Like, I want the rocket builder shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Nicky got it.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I have a suspicion, because I know how I met Nicky. How did you two meet?
Home Skillet, right?
Yeah. Early days, you know? Home Skillet. You know, I actually think it was, I came across Otis's music and you know, was some classics. You know, this was like the, what's the record at the Hidmo? Yeah, like Secret Society.
Secret Society days. Shit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I was just like, what is this? I loved everything that I was hearing. I was like, damn. And then, you know, internet days, got Otis up to the fest. We just started collaborating here and there on, like, you know, I was asking, probably, like, I got a Silver Jack cut. You want to do something on this or whatever? And then it just like went from there.
Yeah. He extended the invite that first time to everybody. Like, and he always did, like, come up anytime to Alaska. And I took full advantage of that shit, for real. Definitely was like, man, can I come up? You know,
I think he's just trying to get the smoked salmon secret recipe, and
I'm trying to get all the recipes.
Still hasn't cracked the code on that one yet. That's like,
I haven't even cracked the code on catching the motherfucking salmon, bro. Shit is embarrassing, dog. I just wear the nice hunting gear, man, to make them look like I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Little safety orange. Little safety orange, some little camo, real tree, you know. Little horseradish in the glaze. I'm still trying to break it down, you know.
Something, man, you know.
Otis showed up head to toe, Al Bean.
Nice. Classics that'll only.
That'll be the day, bro. That'll be the day. Oh,
Bean
my down. God. That's right before I get my deal with Adidas, man.
There you go. You know, and in the spirit of gathering, like you're talking about, just a reference point for people who don't know, you're talking about Home Skillet, Home Skillet Fest, which is based around the label that when did you start?
I don't even know, 2006, somewhere around there, 2007, yeah.
So you do a festival in Sitka, Alaska for like 10 years straight, bringing acts from all over, including a bunch from Seattle, and that's how a bunch of us first met. The emissary, Nicholas Glennon. And, you know, the spirit of gathering and community that was brought together was striking, I know, to a lot of us that coming from Seattle off the rip. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that, like, you've kept that alive with really, like, generative collaboration and are building your lab, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think all of this is what it's about, is, like, community and our family, and, you know, just gathering in that sense. And of course, this is a different scale right now. It's more focused on the artistic process, But yeah, I think, you know, all that stuff's vital to a lot of this. So,
no question. Well, let's get back into some of that vital gathering, that music, and that incredible space right here with Yacine, live on KXP at home.
Oh, bye.
Thank you.
We're live on KXP at Home right here with Yassine, Nicholas Galanin, OC Notes. Thank you for sharing this fantastic music. You know what I'm saying? The album out now on Sub Pop Records and Tapes, Indian Yard. How did y'all come together with Sub Pop?
I met JP, Jonathan Poneman, at the Fry. Your feast has ended, you know. So he was out. And I don't know if this was around the time that Otis was performing with Ish and Blood. You know, it was one of these events. And was introduced to JP and kind of stayed in touch since then. Somewhere along the lines, I handed him Starry Skies Opened Eyes vinyl. And he was like, we should do a project. You know, that was years back. So, of course, here we are now. You know, these things definitely take the time they need, I feel like. And I feel like this record, you know, is a special project to us. So to have it and share it in these spaces and platforms is, you know, definitely significant. So,
most certainly. So straight from the top, straight from the chairman. Made the connection.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
It. Okay. And that happened around the Fry and everything that was going on there.
So that was like 2014.
Right.
But well, there's other undercurrents here in this conversation too that didn't, you know, we didn't know were also parts of the story. One is Zachy D was this child prodigy of a guitar player, and he lived in Seattle area with his mother when he was a kid. His mother used to house sit Jonathan's dogs.
Oh, wow.
You know, back in the day.
Okay.
And one day, JP, like, you know, encouraged and supported Zach to enter this Jimi Hendrix guitar competition and set up a studio, like, recording or something for that to happen. And I don't know if Zachy won or, like, took second, but he did really well. And so I came back from this conversation with Jonathan, fast forward to 2014, I was like, yeah, we realized that we both had our own little stories of how we knew Jonathan, I suppose. So, and every time I travel, if I ever like catch JP on the road, you know, we'll cross paths in different places and connect for a meal or something. He's got stories with everybody, man. Like he goes out and somebody has a story surrounding music of him. So, you know,
that's incredible. That's that synchronicity there. I love
yeah.
it.
True.
Yeah. That's always true. How you know.
It's crazy.
Shout out to JP.
Zachy D is a prodigy, man.
Zachy D. Yeah. Shout out to Zachy D, man. He can't be here
right now.
But
underrated.
Yeah.
A real killer. Shout out to him. Shout out to the whole Sub Pop family. It's a family affair. Love to see it. Speaking of Constellation, Black Constellation on that record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to McCoyo and Curtis Barnes and Royal Barnes and all that, because that continual line exhibition at the Fry, I want to say to this day, was probably their most illest, definitely the illest, but most successful joint, perhaps. I don't know, but I know because I was there that they had the line around the joint. You know what I mean? And like, it was life changing for me. Personally, you feel me? Yeah. So we got to give them the super big shout out. You know what I mean?
No question.
That was a historic moment for that city.
Absolutely. Yeah, high watermark.
MAB, he's also that guy bringing everyone together in these ways, mm-hmm. like all the time. You know, much mm-hmm. respect
on,
and love
bro.
For that. Because, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us wouldn't be having these conversations if it wasn't for someone like McCoyo out here.
100%. That's right.
Yeah.
And you got your label mate. Ishmael Butler, Palisir Laz on the cut. On that. That one is ice cold. Tell me about that one.
Bop.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Just killed that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always. I've been sending Ish cuts, tracks back and forth throughout this whole process. You know, like just kind of keeping it open. Open door here for this, because you know it's just an honor to have him rocking with us like this. Stas mm-hmm. on the cut too, and
yes, indeed, gotta have the boss.
I was in the studio one day working on like the foundation of that track. You know, I feel like the record was done in our mind, But you know how you just keep working and things surface, like, and this one was one of those cuts. It just surfaced up. It's like, oh, this has to go on the project. Like, but, and I was working on this cut and Otis was out to chop. And while I was in the studio, I like just checked my phone and caught him live or something out there. I was like, damn. But the whole world was feeling that, right? You know, at the time, like, especially, like, every, you know, and so that energy was there and the energy was in that cut. And I actually sampled it, I think, live on the spot while Otis was out there.
Because that's what it sounded like to me.
I was sitting in the studio. I was like, damn, I'm just going to grab this real quick and put it into this. And, you know, here we are. But that's like, that's my understanding of some of that cut.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That one, absolutely one of my favorites. And another one, Get Yourself Together. Tell me about that one. That one, Mr. OC Notes, is leading off on the vocals. Tell me about the construction on that one.
I think really we was just, I was just vibing in the lab, man, in his old lab before he had the one he has now, which was equally dope to me, you know what I'm saying? But he definitely needs a bigger space for all the things he has now. But I just remember I was in there just, you know, messing around, came up with that shit. I think it started on the guitar, maybe, and added the keys or something like that. And then came up with the hook. Just came up with whatever I could come up with, you know what I mean? And then when Nikki came up and touched it and Zachy came up and touched it, it just turned into what it was. That was probably one of the, that was just a simple little funky tune that turned into like a family jam. And then we had Blood came into town.
No, I think Blood was out here when that was.
Oh, he was out here, yeah, boom. And then Blood hit with the bass.
But he was
boom.
Downstairs. You know, we had like a rotation in the studio of.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
When we hit record, it's going like this, the doors, and people are in. Yeah,
it's like, isn't one big just like experience, time goes away. But I do remember we was like bombing as it was evolving. We were like, mom, let's hit it with some like Motown doo-wop vocals, you know what I'm saying? And that was real fun. And it definitely like added some sauce to that shit. And it's nice, man. And then we got the call your mom part. Ah, it's just a fun song. You know what I mean? You know,
it really is.
It's good. It's a nice funky way. You know, like them old school funk joints that have like a real positive message.
Yeah.
But are fun still. You know what I mean? But if you really break it down to the lyrical content of it, it's just like, hey, but that's a righteous ass message though. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
And so it's there's just not a lot of cuts like that no more. So I'm glad we got to throw something like that on there, you know?
Right. And you feel the vibe. All the souls that are in the studio right then, you know, oh, there's like eight cats in there having
yes,
a blast.
Exactly,
it sounds
exactly.
Like a party. Yeah.
Yeah, like war or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
We had Ka-Chung up here in the studio. Okay.
Yes,
on that spot,
bro.
Like,
you're here with it all of the ways, all of the ways. Yeah. He hit you with that raspy.
<That's right.
Ooh. laughs> Shout out to Ka-Chung, who just dropped his new record, which is fire.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, there it is. Yat-Seen, Indian Yard, out now on Sub Pop. Thank you so much, fellas, for sharing the music and for taking some time to chat with me today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What's next?
Another record.
Yeah. Some shows. Yep. We're playing the Fisherman,
that's right.
Fisherman Village Fest. This is our first show in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the 10th of September on the main stage. And then, you know, we're playing Timber. In, I think,
nice.
January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're already recording other cuts right now. Like we're just always moving, man. So
naturally.
Yeah.
All right. Love to see it. And maybe we'll see you in this room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eventually, whenever things open back up.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's
okay.
It's crazy right now here in Sitka. There's like. This is the highest it's ever been right now. It's popping.
Doesn't make sense.
Really?
Well, I guess it does. It's vacation season. Cats is coming in.
There's
into
a, lot
town.
Of a lot of tourism.
Yeah.
It's like 86 cases in my little community, which is high. So
wow.
For a small town like this. So.
Right.
Stay in the house or on the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me
it's
drive
not,
the boat.
It's not hard to social distance out here, man.
Yeah, it's built in.
I don't really mess with anybody anyway, so I'm always just kind of, you know.
Right. At least 600 feet.
Yeah.
Straight up. Right on. Brothers, yeah. Always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yasin. All right, KXP at home.
Boom. Peace.
Discover new music at kexp.org.